Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls. Hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house. Make your dick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it. Tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
Come shake that ass just like a porn star. Like a porn star. Champagne popping, models hopping, this is what we do. Got some cash in our pockets, we're not leaving till it's true. We get this motherfucker jumping, ja, 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 jumping. We get this motherfucker jumping.
Come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
What's up? This is Ndaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the true front and back, all you horny motherfuckers. Another week, and this week is exciting. We're building up to next week, which is our 6th year anniversary. On Dollhouse, well, not ours, but Dollhouse Radio has 6-year anniversary. So that's very exciting. That's really exciting to be a part of that, and, you know, I'm very honored. So welcome to the Truth Learn Back. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. So
wonderful.
So we're working up to, you know, all the excitement for next week.
Yeah,
this week's exciting, but next week is really exciting.
I'm very excited for Dollhouse Radio's 6th anniversary week. Absolutely.
Yes, it's awesome to be a part of it and to be honored, and it's exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, do we have any exciting news about the next week?
Well, next week we'll keep it hidden, but, you know, it'll be a lot of possibly maybe 2 or 3 guests, depending on how many people we can get. And, you know, we'll keep the who's going to be on the show until like midweek next week, but. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I heard that the phone lines blow up, so, you know, just to say happy anniversary, you know, so, but that's awesome. I'm really excited to be a part of that. But so tonight we have, our guest is the lovely Erica Ecstasy.
Yeah, yeah, that she's a BBW porn star, right?
Right, right. So that's exciting. So she's our... No, now, is she our first?
Do we have more than one? I thought we only had one guest.
No, I'm saying, is she our first BBW?
Your first?
I think so. I think she's our first BBW.
Yeah, you know, she is. Well, no, you know what? We have Casey Parker on, and Casey Parker is a BBW as well.
Oh, so that'll be
our second BBW. Great. So that's cool.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, yeah. So she'll be on in 20 minutes or so at midnight. That'll be interesting. So we have a lot of interesting porn news.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so
very big story tonight.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
So what have I
been You've been very busy.
I'm in Lake Tahoe right now, visiting my friend Ashley Dobbs and Sexy Miss Liz. And we've just been doing custom videos. I was actually in DC last week and did my first update for my site. And my first live show that I've done in a while for my site with Carol Fox. So that went really well, and I can't wait for my members to see the video. If they missed the live show, it's me, her fucking me with a strap on, and then just some dirty talk. And I don't know, it was about an hour-long show, so it should be a fun video for my members. So now that I'm here, I've just been doing custom videos and cam shows, and I haven't shot for a while, so it's nice to be back into the swing of things.
It seems like you've been very naughty. So for those who are listening, you're listening to True Fun Back. Guys, if you want to call in for myself or Karen Fisher, if you have a question, or maybe you have a question for our guest tonight, Erica Ecstasy, call in 646-595-4038. Press 1 to talk.
Yes, don't forget that.
Don't forget that. So, or you can just listen if you're shy. But, yeah, we're going to pay some fucking bills, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Truth Button Back on Donald's Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Please email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Come celebrate 6 years in online radio with us as we turn up for Anniversary Week, Monday, July 20th through Sunday, July 26th. Enjoy special guests on all of our shows and much more. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
But I know you miss the old me.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Supernova by Carla Page on Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and you're and my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, is with me.
Hey.
So we're going to get into some porn news. Can I go ahead first?
All right. So my story is there's a new book out that I thought was pretty interesting. And for all the fans out there, I think it might be something enlightening for you to read as well. It's called Coming Out Like a Porn Star by Jin Lee. And it's basically a compilation of 50 different adult performer stories of how they kind of came out or didn't come out to their families and friends as an adult performer. So if you've never been in the business, you probably can't like imagine. It's an awkward thing to kind of bring up to people, you know, and it's such a common question to have people ask you, like, hey, what do you do for a living? You know what I mean? So I think it'd be a really, really interesting book. I plan on reading it. It tells the stories of, like, 50 different stars, including Annie Sprinkle and Nina Hartley, on how they just kind of came out to their family and, like, here, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I've been up to. So it also, they have a website. It's called comingoutlikeapornstar.com if you want to learn a little bit more about the book. I guess it took her 5 years to gather all these stories. So, I think it'll be really interesting. It's going to be released September 15th, and it's available for sale, for pre-sale on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So, that was my story, something I thought was kind of
that is a very hard story, because I don't know about your situation, like, but mine, I kept it from my family for almost 6 years.
Yeah.
I just came out in the last 6 months.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can understand, like, I don't know, tell your family that, hey, this is what I'm doing from day one, or did you wait, or?
You know what? Okay, I started stripping when I was 18 years old, so my mom knows I did that, and I'm sure, like, it's like one of those things, it's like a don't ask, don't tell policy, so we just don't really discuss it. I'm sure they know something, but we've never actually, like, sat down and talked about it, and I kind of like it that way, because honestly, I don't want to talk about me having sex on or off camera with my mother. I just, or, you know, my grandmother or my uncle. Like, there's just certain things I just don't want to discuss them. So I'm pretty sure they know something. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Just never, ever, like, officially, I never officially, quote, come out of the closet. So I'm actually going this weekend. I'm going to Portland. That's where I'm from, my hometown. And it's my 20th high school reunion. So that should be interesting.
You're going to your class reunion?
What?
You're going to your class reunion?
I am. I'm flying to Portland tomorrow. And then it's Saturday's the reunion. So some of my friends already know. But a lot of them don't.
What if someone says, hey, Karen.
I'll just be like, hey, you must think I have, honestly, I don't know. I just figure if it's too awkward, I can just leave. I do have a few really close friends that know. I was kind of discussing this with Ashley and Liz this weekend, like, hey, you guys have any suggestions? And Liz was like, you know what I do when someone asks me what I do for a living? I just look them, like, straight in the eye, and I'm like, I'm a pornographer. And usually she said they think, you know, I'm joking, and they kind of laugh it off, and then the subject gets changed. So who knows? I guess I need to, like, figure out what I am going, how I'm going to handle this. So I saw that story, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could totally relate.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, because I can relate too, because I only came out because I was doing things in mainstream, and it happens if it gets on TV, and then if they announce, oh, you know, porn star Desiree DeLuca, blah, blah, blah. And my parents happened to be watching TV. And it's like, what? I'm confused,
yeah.
You know? So I had to come out and tell them. And I'm like, sit down. So that was a very interesting. But my mom joked about it. So it's like she laughed it off. But I don't know if, like, she took me serious. So I don't know.
So was your mom, was she cool with it then? They were like,
well, I don't know. She was like, I was like, I'm a porn star. And she's like, ha, 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 okay. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. She's like, yeah, okay, that's right. But I don't think she took me seriously.
That's funny. That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell her,
but
like,
I'm
sure. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's like, that's a funny joke, that's right. You know, tell another one, you know. But, but I mean, I'm sure other girls can relate, you know, because obviously it's, you know, whatever their upbringing is. And I grew up in a very strict Italian military family. So for them, for me to tell them, hey, you know, like, A, I was stripping. She knew I was doing that, but then she was okay with it. And, I mean, to jump from stripping to porn, it's a little different. You know, you definitely don't want to see a daughter to be like, fucking on camera, but it is what it is.
For me, I'm like, at this point, I'm 39 years old, so it's not like I'm some young girl who doesn't know what I'm getting myself into, or, you know what I mean? And honestly, my mom's a hippie. Or she's not a hippie, but she's like a former hippie. You know, she's like a professional, but she kind of has that hippie mentality. So I can't see her being like, oh my gosh, you know, you're going to go to hell or sinner, or I'm so ashamed. She would not be like that. It's just one of those things, like, I don't know. I just really don't want to discuss it with her. Like my grandmother, that would be especially awkward. You know, I don't know.
No, I know. With the older generation, it's a little harder. But, well, thank God we don't have, like, parents or that are, like, you know, complicated. I've met girls in the industry, and I'm sure you have too, that they never tell their parents. So it's like when you do interviews, it's like, don't mention anything about my parents or anything like that because they don't know. And I was that way for a couple of years too. So, I mean, I understand, you know, so you have to respect the privacy, but it's, you know, it's hard, you know, doing this and then keeping it. You're flying all over the country or the world, and your parents are like, whoa. At least my mom is like, where the hell are you? This, what country, what state are you in this week, you know?
Yeah.
But, it's crazy. But that's very interesting that they're going to come out with a book. That's very, you know, I would have to, you know, eventually look into that because that's something I probably want to read as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going to
read it.
My film news was, I don't know if you saw the Christy Mack video.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The Christy Mack is going to be on HBO. They said tonight, Extra says tonight, but it was posted on July 21st, so it was probably already aired. But she appears on the episode of Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel discussing in detail of the alleged attack by War Machine in last August.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, I commend her because that has to be very hard actually to come and talk to everyone and do interviews and constantly keep rehashing this story over and over again. It's bad enough she had to tell the police that God knows how many times. So, I really commend her for being a strong individual because it's not easy.
I am. What really disturbs me about this whole situation is when you read some of the comments that people make, it just makes me, like, it disgusts me. They'll say, oh, well, what do you expect? She's a porn star. She deserved it. Like, what the so because somebody does porn, they deserve to be beaten to death?
When this first happened, I read some of the comments, but after that, like, I don't read the comments no more because it's just, like, it's just aggravating. It's just like, oh, well, she's a porn star. I read that one. She deserved it. Or War Machine should have known better. Like, there's no, you can't justify the situation. He put his hands on a woman.
Exactly.
And he assaulted her and him and attempted to rape her. It doesn't make it okay whether she is a porn star, and he was a porn star too. So, like, did people forget just because he's an MMA fighter, UFC fighter, does not mean he did not do porn before he got into where he was, like, before he got into UFC MMA. Like, people forget that he was a porn star before he became who he was.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, I had no idea.
He was a porn star. So I guess July 1st, he was denied by a Nevada judge in an attempt to get some of his criminal charges dropped because he tried to play the victim. And instead, the former MMA fighter and porn performer will stand trial in September for all 34 counts, felony counts, against him in alleged attempted murder and sexual assault in his public ex-girlfriend, Christine Mack, and their friends. But, I mean, for her to come on TV and actually to be on a really big channel like HBO, like, that is, like, huge. And I really commend her because that takes a lot of courage.
It takes a lot of courage and strength, and good for her, definitely.
No, I mean, maybe this is her healing process, and she, you know, she'll be able to eventually close the door.
When you go through something, like, really awful like that, I think it's good to try and bring something good out of it. Like, she's bringing a lot of awareness to domestic violence and to the fact that, hey, yeah, we do porn, but we're human beings. We have feelings. We deserve certain rights. So I'm really happy that she's doing this, and I have a lot of respect and admiration for her doing everything that she's done. Good for her.
And I think right before
people and their stupid comments, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I think right before the hashtag, before, like, the comment was, not a comment, but I think that it was from the TV show or YouTube. It says, she's not the girl, she wants to, something along the fact that she wants to let other girls know about her situation and let her story be known. She doesn't want to be known that she got her ass beat because she's really not the girl that got her ass beat, you know? That she is no match for a guy like an MMA fighter. They're trained to fight professionally.
Well, yeah, he's a professional fighter.
So, like, that was, like, I mean, that was, like, for people that think that, that's pretty, like, pretty sad. But, I mean, I really do commend her, and, you know, I hope she helps other girls in our industry and regular people just to open their eyes to domestic violence because it's an ongoing issue.
It's definitely a problem.
It is, but we're gonna pay some bills and we'll be back right back. You're listening to True Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
I'm caught up in the nightlife, surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers that I don't even know. Who the fuck are you? And where the fuck do you come from? That's the only question I ask. So you gotta tell me. Where the fuck do you come from? Cause I don't even know you at all. This for the niggas from my city tryna diss. I keep three hoes with me. Merry Christmas in this bitch. I'm cold as the North Pole. Hot as a Miami summer. For the love of that money. And my head creeping on the come up. Playboy penthouse. I be on that player shit. Scrapping tees and Levi's. I be on that skater shit. $100 bills. Yeah, that's what I tip the waiter with. This is my time. You got to wait a bit. I'm ready. They hating on me. I do it bigger than Shaq.
black shoes? Or could it be the fact that I run it like track shoes? I be making moves, you standing still as a statue. Your money tight like skinny jeans on a fat dude. I got a lot of inventory, I be stocking up. Black diamond chain, got a neck full of hockey puck. That fire herb got me floating like a cruise. All I'm trying to figure out is who the fuck are you?
I'm caught up in the nightlife, surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers that I don't even know. Who the fuck are you? And where the fuck do you come from? That's the only question I ask. So you gotta tell me, where the fuck do you come from?
Train, it ain't no stopping, homie. Like a needle inside a balloon, what's popping, homie? Sometimes the 50 niggas out here plotting on me, but I got my little cousin Rashad, I know he watching on me. I'm high as fuck, steady hitting that herb. You spit them garbage ass raps, leave that shit on the curb. I'm a project nigga, I never lived in the burbs. Now I'm riding clean, these bitches wanna kick it and splurge.
Hold on,
I don't even know you. Every time I see you, you keep hollering, but I owe you. Crab ass niggas, put them in the pot, just like I'm supposed to. And turn the heat up, put them on a plate and tell all of my niggas eat up. Cause it's a feast, I'm a dog ass nigga, they done let me off the leash. A lot more money and a lot more bitches. 1,000 miles an hour on the road to
I'm caught up in the nightlife, surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers that I don't even know. Who the fuck are you? And where the fuck do you come from? That's the only question I ask. So you gotta tell me, where the fuck do you come from?
Hello? Hey, welcome back to the Truth Cutting Back. You were listening to Nightlife by Joe Montana. So we have the lovely Erica Ecstasy on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the Truth Flying Back on Dollhouse Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hello?
Are you there?
I don't know who's supposed to talk. This is Erica.
Yeah, I said thank you for joining us.
All right, yes. How are you? I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or someone calling in or, you know, first time.
No, it's okay. So thanks for joining us on Dollhouse Radio. So for fans that do not know you, can you please tell them who you are, your Twitter, your Instagram, your website, things like that?
Erica Ecstasy is everything. I pretty much branded the name years ago. So if anybody was to Google my name, it would, everything is under Erica Ecstasy, the Twitter, Instagram, the website, everything. And I'm a cam girl that recently started doing porn maybe a year ago.
Okay, cool.
And how did you like doing porn?
Oh, it's fun. I enjoy it.
What made you make the transition from being a cam girl into being a porn?
Well, I've been in the industry for a very long time, just in general, you know, the adult industry, probably 20 years. And I've always kind of looked into porn, but never took that leap. One, I'm a single mom, right? So as, you know, as that life got older, I was contacted by Funker Pass last year through Twitter on DM, or DM Twitter, whatever. And at first I thought it was a joke. I was like, haha, yeah, right. And then, you know, he was for real and sent me an email and we did everything required, and next thing you know, I was in Miami on the beach.
Cool.
Awesome. So you could say, like, Pumper Pass started your career then?
Pretty much. With the porn, yes. Pretty much they did. And they boosted that and just brought me into that world. So I've enjoyed it.
That's cool. Awesome. What, one of the
so what type of,
is
oh go ahead.
One of the porn topics tonight is about this book about coming out as a porn star. So we're all in the industry. So did your parents, or did you tell your parents, know what you're doing?
Well,
did you tell your family?
I feel so old. you know, at younger, when I was younger, in my 20s, my parents knew. My ex, boyfriend knew, the daughter's father. Everyone knew I was in the industry, into dancing and stuff. But when it came to being a cam girl, it was like, wow, she's on the web, you know? So that was kind of like a, I want to say a quote unquote new age culture shock to them. But you know, it was, but I was looking at it like, well, I'm the same, we're doing the same thing. So coming out wasn't hard. It was more hard realizing they accept that in person, but they don't accept, you know, being a cam girl, which confused me.
you're saying they're okay with you doing porn, but they're not okay with
you. Oh, no. This is nothing I rub in their face. You know, it's not talked about at the dinner table. You know, it's nothing, you know, brought up. If someone asks me what I do, I kind of like, can I go to the bathroom? You know, it's nothing that we rub in anybody, you know, my family face. They know about it, but it's not brought up on a, you know, well, how was your job? Do you have any work this week? Or, you know, no one's really dabbling into that aspect. And I've not really, you know, brought it up. You know, well, this is what I'm doing this week. You know, they know why I go to Florida. They know why, you know, I would have gone to Vegas. They know why I travel. And it's not looked down upon. It's just not spoken about. Well, I'm from North Carolina, if that makes any sense. Bible Belt.
I heard
State.
The Southern draw, but I wasn't sure exactly.
Yes, I'm from North Carolina. My grandfather is a Baptist minister, or was. He passed away years ago, but he was a Baptist minister. So I come from that typical lifestyle that you would think a North Carolina person is, like Bible Belt.
I would assume that coming out to your family would be more difficult than the average person.
Well, I didn't really come out. What happened was I have my name tattooed on the back of my neck. And I've just always, because I was like, I'll have that forever. I'll have this name forever. I'll always go by this name. I did this years ago. And what happened, my dog was being put to sleep. And as I was putting her down, I bent over, and they all read my name. And this is like when Google, I guess, came out, and they started seeing photos, and they just didn't know what to think at first. And so it was, I would say, difficult for them. But for me, I was just like, what are you so worried about?
I have to say that my producer wants me to tell you that you really have a sexy ass voice on the phone.
Oh, thank you. I laugh a lot because I'm nervous. I'm like, this is my first time ever doing this on the.
I've never had an interview.
I've never had an interview, so I'm like, what do I say and what do they want to know? I mean, you know,
yeah.
You know, I also come from a split home as well, so on my dad's side. It was way more accepting. Like, no one even cared. It was like, oh, well, that's what she does. I was like, okay, cool. No one cared. But it was more like the religious side of my family. It was like, and plus, you know, with having a mother that's adopted, you're just like, she really wants you to be careful. And I'm just that child that's like, fuck them if they don't accept me.
Right.
So,
do you go to any conventions
No, I don't. I was going to go to BBWCon, but I got sick. I came down with pneumonia. I had that for a month, and during that month, I was actually moving as well. And during the move, just all those kids, you know how moving, and then you have pneumonia. I didn't realize I had pneumonia until 2 weeks into it. So the whole schedule issue got flopped around. That was going to be my first convention. I'm on the East Coast, and not a lot of conventions happen on the East Coast that I know of, but I hear there's Exotica in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's boring. It sucks, but yeah.
Really?
Well, I hate that one, and there's one in Fort Lauderdale. That one
I think
sucks.
That one no longer
and then
exists.
Dallas
yeah.
sucks. Dallas is new. I don't know if it sucks, but I'm sure it does suck because it's the first year. Usually when a new place starts, it's usually kind of slow. Chicago, I don't know. Like, I went the first year. This was the first year I went. Karen can tell you a little bit more about Chicago. But I broke my toe, so I only was able to go one day, and that was Sunday, and that was torture for me. But Karen, usually, how is Chicago?
It was cool. I would say it was a little bit less than last year. But you know what I was thinking? Like, I was thinking about it, and I think it depends on, like, your personality. Like, if you're a husky, you can, like, do really well, you know.
Do you know?
I'm a hustler, but it's just...
Honestly, I'm kind of, like, I'm a little more reserved, like, until I know someone. So I'm not going to go and hustle guys to try and come and buy myself. If they want to, great. Like, I'll be nice to them. It's not, like, I'm unfriendly, but I'm not, you know, one of those girls who's super working it. But if you're one of those girls super working it, I think you could do pretty well. So it just kind of depends on your personality and, you know.
Well, personality is a lot anyway. That is a lot. I always hear the bad of being a BBW. You know, this is what aggravates. It just really gets under my skin when someone says, well, BBWs can't do X, Y, Z. And I'm saying to myself, if, you know, BBWs are shot properly, you know, they can do X, Y, Z, and BBWs can bring the crowd in. I don't know what the idea is coming from where we do not attract the crowd. And it's just like, wow, because I mean, to myself, I've proven it. You know, I don't know what I've proven, you know. But to myself, I'm like, I'm the shit, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, but now I'm told, well, and I'm like, don't ever tell me that. Don't ever, I'm not, you're not just going to, I'm me. Look at Erica. And so look at how I perform as a performer. But I'm always just told BBWs, BBWs. And I'm just like, what is the stigmatism?
I would just think, you know, like, there's a first time for everything. So maybe a BBW has never done this or a BBW has never done that. That doesn't mean it can't be done. And that's how I always think about, like, everything. You know, just because something hasn't been done doesn't mean it can't be done. And things are always changing and people, you know, the industry is always changing. And so... Yeah,
I agree with you 100%. And like I've always gone by the slogan, and everybody hates it because I mean, and I love my old, you know, your first nightclub is always your home, is what they say, and I truly believe that is the honest to God truth. But you know, I will always remember him saying, being from North Carolina, there's a horse for every cowboy. You know, not everyone wants to ride the same horse, and you know, we've proven that time and time again, or you know, again. You know, we have proven that time and time again, but it's like, I hear so much negative, and then I'm like, but from what I've experienced, going through the experience myself, working with other performers, I've not had the experience that others have spoken about, you know, being treated poorly or whatever. I've not had that. It's just, you know, they're like, they just don't look at us as a top notch. In the industry, like, we're not sought after, so
right.
Like, I think that's what I'm trying to get after. Like, what is
so,
that we're not sought after,
so. Right? So, fans have actually written in and asked about, want to ask you a couple questions.
Okay, cool.
Okay, they want to know, What's the difference between the BBW industry and the regular industry?
From what I am told, it's just a it's a fetish, a BBW industry is a fetish category. As far as porn goes, it's semi-new, not really. It's kind of, from what I've been told, it was once looked at as what interracial porn was looked at as. You know, you just don't do it or you don't shoot it.
Tell us, like, what's the day of, like, if you had a shoot with, like, bumper pass, like, what is the day consist of?
What is the day? It's a hot mess. They did not prep me at all for that. But yes, it's fun though. I was not.
So you go and you get your hair done.
I know. I will never forget my first shoot. Okay, so they did my makeup, which was fine, and you know, I was fine with it, but the fans obviously knew it wasn't my makeup. But I get there, no one told me I had to act first off, like do a pre-scene. And I'm like, he's like, I'm filming you. I'm like, you're doing what? He's like, we're supposed to have a conversation. I'm like, hold up, no one told me I'm here to fuck. So, I mean, it was, the first time was very, like, eye-opening, like, okay, you have to be able to have acting skills, and no one told me all this, so,
no,
and they,
that's well, you know, like, we've all remembered our first, like, porn shoot, so,
it was hilarious,
so fun, funny, annoying. Mine was annoying, eventually.
Really? I'm not sorry.
Well, because it was, like, almost, like, 9 hours. Like, come on now.
Yeah. I think mine lasted, like, 12 or something, but we did 2 shoots in one day.
Oh, you did 2 shoots? No, I only did 1 shoot, and it was 9 hours.
No, we did 2 shoots, and we even did the beach. That's when we did the beach, and then, you know, we also did the one with Asante. The one with the JB, everyone loved that one on the beach. And that's the one where I'm, like, stunned. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So do you have, like, a favorite performer, that male performer that you guys put with, that you guys super
need? Know that I love Shane Diesel.
Yeah,
I was going to
ask
because, yeah, everyone should know. I do love Shane Diesel. Working with him was awesome.
Shane Diesel?
Yes. Just,
that's a lot.
That is.
I have not shot with Shane. I'm sorry.
And so I was just like, when I got that offer, I was just like, fuck, yeah. You know? I was like, we really get to throw down and show them what it's about.
Oh, wow. And someone else? Another question that they want to know is, what is your favorite city? What city is your favorite to go and visit and work in, if you do?
Miami's always been my favorite. I've been a Miami girl before Plumper. Just Miami. I'm a Miami girl. That's, you know, the in and out state of the United States, your import, export. I mean, that's just where everything is at. I love Miami. And that's just what I consider home.
I love Miami, too. I love Miami, but,
Miami's
like
they were a
New
little
York,
shocked.
Like, tropical.
Like, I think they were a little shocked, like, oh, she knows her way around here. Like, she's not just coming down here, like. So, I do like New York. I've been there a couple of times. It's just cold. I don't like cold weather. Don't like it. It's nice in the spring.
Born and bred New Yorker, and so is the producer, born and bred New Yorker. So they also want to know, if you could do a porn shoot with anyone, who would it be?
You know, being new in the industry, I don't know. I don't know what, I don't know. And right now, I guess it's more of who's going to hire me.
No,
but,
I think they meant, like, with male talent. Like,
yeah,
you know,
like, but, you know, I'm not really, like, I've heard of Javon Jordan. You know, people want me to keep, people, and my fans have kept requesting for me to, like, shoot with Shane, and I'm going, I don't control that, guys. So, I do, you know, so I've heard of Javon.
Like, I think, like, John would be good for you. Maybe Dirk Hughes, but I don't know if you get to L.A.
See, I don't know these names because I'm on the East Coast and,
These are all L.A. names. I don't, like I said, I don't know if you get to the West Coast. So, like.
No, because like I said, you know, I'm a mom and as, you know, I didn't start venturing out till life got older, you know, till I could, you know, and. It's like where everything is like settled down now and I'm not worried about this, that, and the third. And, you know, school's going to call me. So, it's like I had to let my life grow up before I could venture out. And that's, you know, everyone waited on that. So I do thank Sam for that.
So my producer said that you should film for Oil Queens and he should be the porn star.
I'm sorry, what?
That you should shoot for Oil Queen and that he should be the porn star shooting with you.
Wait, what? Who's that?
So I'm going to say it again. My producer.
Oh, okay, your producer. Okay.
Okay, he said that you should shoot for Oil Queen. That's a site.
Okay.
And then you should
producer.
Be the cast. He's
that
joking, but, you know.
Oh, well, I was going to say, well, Oral Queens needs to contact me.
He was joking because he thinks your voice is sexy, so he's, like, joking. So he's, like, you know, making a joke, but, you know. But,
oh, my gosh.
But thank you for joining us. You want to go ahead and shout out, everyone, like, and your Twitter and social media.
Well, thank you for the promo. I appreciate it. Karen, that was nice
meeting
you. And where can we hear
more about you? What's your social media and website and all that?
Everything is with Erica. It's Erica Ecstasy. At Erica Ecstasy. Instagram is Erica Ecstasy. The Facebook like page, Erica Ecstasy. All of that good stuff. Everything is pretty much, luckily I got on the train when it was a baby with all the branding, so I could grab everything that I could.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us tonight on Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to pay some fucking bills. We'll be right back.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Fucking like my lips are.
welcome back to the Truth Button Back. You're listening to Twerking by Miley Cyrus on Dollhouse Radio. We were just listening in to Erica Ecstasy, the BBW. And we're going to wrap our show up for this evening. Any final thoughts, Erica? Oh, my God. She's listening. Karen?
Wait, what?
I said, any final thoughts? And I said, Erica. And I was like, oh, she's listening. And then, Erica.
Oh, Erica Icon. Yeah. Hi, Erica, if you're listening. I don't really have any final thoughts. Everybody wish me luck on my high school reunion, please. Cross your fingers for me that there's no awkwardness. And have a great week. You can follow me on Twitter at @sexykarenfisher. Check out my website, sexykarenxxx.com. And also,
what are you going to wear to your, what are you going to wear to your reunion?
You know, I bought a few dresses. That, because you know, sometimes, like, I know, like, I'll plan what I want to wear, but then when it comes to that day, I don't feel like wearing it. So I brought a few different dresses. So we'll see. I'll just see what I feel like wearing, pretty much. Something nice. So I want to look nice. You know, I'm not going to, like, I do want to look nice. I'm not going to go, like, frumpy, but I'm not going to go over the top sexy, because I'm just want to, you know, I'm going to have fun and, like, chill and not be like, hey, look at my tits. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Funny, funny. Yeah, so good luck with that. And I wish you all the luck. I will never go to my reunion, ever, ever. But,
no,
no, but I don't know. It just shows, you know, no, it's just bad. It's sad, yeah. But we wish you luck, and tune in, guys. Next week is a big, big week. It is our Dollhouse 60-year anniversary, and we have some big and fun, exciting things in store for you. So that'll be exciting. So thank you for tuning in, and tune in next week to Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Bye, everybody. Good luck, Karen, with your reunion.
With my reunion. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because you know, so what's going to be your response when someone says, because you know it's going to happen. You do know it's going to happen, right?
I don't know. We'll see. You know what? Next week, I will tell you if it happened or not. You'll get the of what happens in my family. My family reunion. Not my family, my high school reunion. Yeah. So I'll give you guys the 411 on that, on how it went.
Hey, look at my tits. Oh, okay. Great show, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Oh my God.
What a beautiful guest. I like that guest. That's been my favorite guest so far.
Oh my.
Really,
out of all
the guests. Well,
cool. Yeah, she's my favorite.
All right. See you next week, Kevin.
See you guys.
This is very awkward.
Picked you up from the airport, put down your bag. I could tell you've been working all night, you want a bag. Let me go, take the jets on a jacuzzi, sit down, relax.
Money in the atmosphere, and this perfume that I got on. Now look the shit that I'm smoking. I don't know it's so strong. You can keep them bottles, buddy, cause I got my own 3-4 red bone. Vacation on my ego trip, dip, sip until it's gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Ratchet and bourbon like I'm chillin' at home. I'm about this life, keep that bourbon in my lungs. Keep my name on the tip of your tongue, tip of your tongue. Name home on way than a UPS friend. Live every day like my birthday. So I stay up on the tip of your tongue, on the tip of your tongue. Stay up on the tip of your tongue, on the tip of your tongue. Stay up on the tip of your tongue, on the tip of your tongue. Stay up on the tip of your tongue, on the tip of your tongue. Tip, 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 yeah, you 504. Mr. Dying in the room. And I came with this shot at him, aka the goon. I've been serving this down ever since I left the womb. I swerve in these hoes like sonic boom. Drown. You can keep them bottles, buddy, cause I got my own 3-4 red bone. Vacation on my ego trip, sip, sip until it's gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Watch it in public like I'm chilling at home. I'm about this life, keep that burp in my lungs. Keep my name on the tip of your tongue, tip of your tongue. Name hobo, wait,